Today, I invite you to reflect with me on our faith and how that's important in our walk with Christ, in our discipleship. And I share with you some words from the gospel reading for today, which was just read by our subdeacon Maggie. And specifically, Luke chapter 17, verse 5. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith. Increase our faith. Give us more faith." So the question for each of us to consider today is, how does our faith help us in our walk with Christ? Now, there are so many definitions of faith, but I come to you with a bias. One might call it a preconceived idea. And I want to share with you a definition on which many of us were nurtured in our formative years. And it comes from the King James Version of the Bible. And if you haven't had a recent look at the King James Version, because there's so many versions, but look at different versions. But this one is from the King James Version. And this is what it says. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So there's substance, something physical, but there's evidence, something which might not necessarily be touched and felt. And so that's what faith is all about. Faith bridges our notion of what's physical to what's mystical. So here are three of the many references about faith from the Gospel of Luke. Faith is persistence in reaching out to Jesus. And you'd recognize that from Luke 5, 17 to 26, where Jesus healed the paralyzed man who was let down on his bed through the roof. And you'd remember that gospel story. Persistence. Faith is not letting fear get the upper hand. And you'd recognize this when Jesus calmed the storm. Jesus calmed the storm, Luke 8, 22 to 25. And we're encouraged to let our faith master our fears. Faith is stronger than fear. Faith is our willingness to ask Jesus for what we need. Not what we want, but what we need. And we have an example of this from Luke 18, 35 to 43, when Jesus healed a blind beggar near Jericho who had called out to him, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Yes, we must persist. We must allow our faith to be stronger than our fear. And we should ask. We should ask. One way of explaining faith that really resonates with me goes something like this. Faith is seeing God in the dark and in the light. Faith is knowing that God is always with us. But in the gospel reading for today, we hear that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. And as he went, he gave instructions to his disciples, as usual, as part of the ongoing preparation and formation. And in this subsection from chapter 17, having scolded the Pharisees about their behavior, Jesus talks about the power of faith and the responsibilities of discipleship. Jesus was responding to questions about himself and the nature of discipleship. And he reminded his followers that true discipleship involves following him faithfully and assuming an attitude of servanthood, being a servant of Christ. In the text, however, the reading for today, Jesus was referring to certain practices and behaviors that are generally associated with the Pharisees, including a great concern for recognition and status. But perhaps Jesus was also talking about the shaky and inconsistent faith of his own disciples. And I must say that I'm guilty. I behave in that way sometimes, having doubts. And many of us also behave in a similar way, don't we? As we too are struggling with our unbelief and our lack of confidence. And I would imagine that for many, our faith is sorely tested in times of need, when we are struggling, because we want to have some assurance, some sign, some evidence of support, of comfort, and relief from God, in whom we believe, and the God whom we serve. But Jesus provides some assurance to his followers and suggests that even a small seed of faith has the potential to grow. Take the first step in faith and see where God leads. It's not always easy, isn't it? We, the faithful, can live and can act based on whatever faith we have, no matter how small or insignificant it seems. And in the gospel reading for today, Jesus used the example of the mustard seed and the mulberry tree. Now, I don't have too many experiences with mulberry trees. And if I have ever seen a mustard seed, I must have missed it, because we really must have near perfect eyesight to see a mustard seed. I've read a lot about mustard seeds. Mulberry trees, not a lot of experience. But a tree that I know is a weeping willow tree, and many of us know that tree. We happen to have had one in our first home, and we were warned, be careful, that tree, those roots, they go right down and they last forever. Every now and again we drive by the house and the willow is still there, as strong as ever. I say that because the audience, Jesus' audience at the time, his audience was familiar with mustard seeds and with mulberry trees. But the important thing is that he's making that comparison. And this is the extent of God's grace, that if he would use such little faith in us to accomplish such a great feat. Perhaps what Jesus is suggesting is that instead of worrying about the strength or extent of our faith, perhaps we should just get on with living it out in obedience to his teachings and example. Do what we can. Do we have enough faith to just say to the people who are closest to us what we believe? Do we have enough faith to step out and help a little with whatever is happening around the church and in the community? Do we have enough faith to say the Lord's Prayer, to go to God in prayer? Do we have enough faith to ask for what we need? But Jesus further called on his disciples to adopt the attitude of servants whose actions should be consistent with our identity as followers of Christ. And Jesus' warning to his disciples is also a reminder for us to live faithfully with a goal of going beyond the call of duty as we continue to discern God's will for us and God's will for this parish, and God's grace and mercy towards us. So three things for consideration today. First of all, we must be clear about the statement of our faith in God expressed in the creed. And we're going to be saying that in a few minutes. As we assert that we believe in God the Father and our Creator, his Son, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, the living God who is a constant present with us. Yes, let us be clear about what we believe. Secondly, through the disciplines of prayer, scripture reading, worship, and fellowship, we must learn and grow as we improve our trust in and our reliance on God. We must nurture ourselves with those Christian disciplines. And thirdly, we must seize opportunities to share our faith story with others so that we may encourage each other, especially when our faith is tested. You know, we all have our individual stories of faith, individual stories of being tested. And perhaps sharing your story, sharing my story, might be a source of encouragement to others. Not with a focus on ourselves, but with a focus on how God has been good to us. Yes, let us share our faith stories. One example of someone of faith, someone with a life of devotion, it's Saint Francis of Assisi, whose faithful service will be commemorated by the church on Tuesday. Saint Francis is known as a great saint and a joyful man. He's also known as a patron saint of nature, the environment, and the animals. And in some traditions and parts of the church, there will be the blessing of animals in memory of St. Francis. I was in a neighborhood on Friday, and there was a little sign on the lawn on one of the houses, and it says, blessing of animals at St. Nick's on Tuesday. Yes, that tradition still exists. But of relevance to our reflection today, St. Francis is remembered as a faithful servant of Christ who lived in obedience to the will of God. And when you have a few minutes, just do a bit of research on the Franciscan order, the Franciscan order of monastics. So Jesus encouraged his disciples to be bold in their faith. However, we know from our own experience that a little faith is sufficient to get us started. We are all probably aware of someone who overcame an illness, resolved a relationship issue, or solved a financial problem. Perhaps by that one step of faith that was needed to keep them going. For no matter where we are, we do not face life alone. For we are encouraged to exercise our faith when hardship comes. And we know that we're never alone because we serve a faithful and merciful God who will never, ever abandon us. So, a thought for today. Instead of worrying about the strength of our faith, perhaps we should just get going with what we have. If our tank is not full of gas, let's keep driving until we get to that gas station and pray that we don't run out of gas if we are persistent. Let us continue to live out our faith in obedience to God's teaching, trusting Him to do the rest, because our faith, as little as it is, connects our weakness, our human weakness, to God's strength. That's what faith does for us, connects us to the source of all strength. The disciples wanted enough faith to enable them to forgive. And we are urged to forgive, at least as often as we have been forgiven. For Jesus teaches about forgiveness and faith, for God's love stands when all else has fallen. And our calling as Christians is to be like Jesus in the everyday situations of life. And so my siblings, my sisters and brothers in Christ, we must be persistent because our faithful living draws us closer to Christ. Our faithful living enables us to live more like Jesus. And our faithful living, even with a little faith, empowers us to share his love with others. Increase our faith. Give me more faith. Strengthen my faith is what many of us request. This is our plea. But perhaps we just need to keep on going as we do our very best to be authentic disciples of Christ, taking little steps and seeing amazing results, and witnessing how faith the size of a mustard seed could reveal God's power, God's grace, and God's glory. And perhaps our mustard seed faith is quite enough. These thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, who is Son, and who is Holy Spirit. And God's people will say, Amen.